walking on the beach, down along the salty sea. I saw a little clam in the sand, and he was looking at me. I was surprised when he said hello. I said, "Hey, Mr. Clam, well, what do you know?" He said,
"The sum of the squares of any two sides of a right triangle is equal to the square of the remaining side."
I said, "Whoa, that's an intelligent clam.
That's an intelligent
clam. He's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam."
So I carried him home, and he helped me get my homework done. Science and geography, you know he made the math seem fun. Then he recited some poems and he talked about art. I said, "Hey, Mr. Clam, how'd you get so smart?" He said,
"In the words of Abigail Adams, learning is not attained by chance. It must be sought for with ardor and attended to with diligence."
I said, "Whoa, that's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
Intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam."
Later
on that night, I saw my brother Stan boiling up some water in a big old pan. I shouted, "Stop right there, I know what you're gonna do. You can't eat that clam because he's smarter than you.
Smarter than you.
He's an intelligent clam.
That's an intelligent
He's an intelligent clam.
An intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam."
One day he disappeared. That clam was nowhere to be found.
Sha-la-la,
I was searching all over when I saw a little note on the ground. It read, "Dear sir, in my quest for knowledge, I've enrolled myself at an Ivy League college. I hope that my departure doesn't make you sad, and furthermore that you'll recall the good times we had.
Sincerely yours, Claudius P. Bivalve III.
I said, "Whoa, that's an intelligent clam.
That's an intelligent
He's an
clam.
Intelligent clam.
He's intelligent clam.
Intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
He's an intelligent clam.
Time to yell at your brother, a bad time to hammer a nail. This is a bad time for bashing, crashing, or smashing, a bad time for practicing scales. I wouldn't go making a ruckus. In fact, I would not make a peep. That's my advice, so please heed it. Find a book and go read it. The big man is trying to sleep.
Everybody knows, be on your tippy toes when Dad is taking a nap.
This is a good time to whisper a secret, a good time for inside voices, a bad time for drumming or banjo strumming or other cacophonous noises. He's been working a whole lot of hours and staying up late all the time. So while he is napping, don't practice your rapping. In fact, just pretend you're a mime. 'Cause
Dad is taking a nap. 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 Never wake a sleeping giant. If you do, he just might snap. Everybody knows, be on your tippy toes when Dad is taking a nap.
If it's a real emergency, well, don't let him sleep through it. But if you're thinking of waking him up just for fun, don't you do it.
You should be quiet when you're in a theater, and of course at the library too. Give the talking a rest when you're taking a test, 'cause it's something you just shouldn't do. Yes, and you should be even more quiet when Dad takes a snooze for a while. If you do, then I think if he gets 40 winks, he just might wake up with a smile. Oh,
Dad is taking a nap. 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 Sleeping away in the middle of the day with the cat curled up in his lap. Everybody knows beyond your tippy toes when Dad is taking a nap.
Get along, little kitty, get off of my bed. You come creeping when I'm sleeping, 'cause you want to be fed. I'm so tired of plucking your fur off my head. So get along, little kitty, get off of my bed. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, leave me alone. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, leave me alone. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, leave me alone. Or I'll have to find you a new home. Get along, little kitty, off of my bed. You come creeping when I'm sleeping, 'cause you want to be fed. I'm so tired of plucking your fur off my head. So get along, little kitty, get off of my bed. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, leave me alone. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, leave me alone. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, leave me alone. I just declared this a no feline zone. You keep stepping on my face with your cute little paw. Giving me headbutts, now that's the last straw. I'm sorry I keep pushing you down onto the floor, but I just need 5 minutes more. So get along, little kitty, get along. Get along, little kitty, get along. Get along, little kitty, get along. Woke up late, what a surprise. Dark circles underneath my eyes. 3 a.m. heard you cry. You wouldn't stop and I didn't know why. Got to work, not quite alert. I found spit up on my shirt. My temper's short, the day is long. Things just couldn't go any more wrong. But still say I love you.
can still say
I love you,
but I can still say old, down on the floor, throwing a fit in the middle of a store. You're too tired, can't get you to smile. Had to leave the cart right there in the aisle. But I can still say
I love you.
But I can still say
I love you.
But I can still say sometimes I get it all wrong when I try to do right by you. Sometimes I pretend that I'm strong when I don't know what to do. In your room, headphones on, I say, how was your day? You just yawn. Won't come to dinner, got places to be. Busy with your friends, no time for me. But I can still say
I love you.
But I can still say
I love you.
But I can still say I love you. I love you. I love you.